Okay, then, the biggest island in the Philippines, and the answer to our quiz is Luzon. Now, at the very end of Luzon is a region called Ilocos. That was home base for Ferdinand Marcos. He was the dictator who was overthrown by the nonviolent People Power Revolution in 1986. Marcos himself is long gone, but the Marcos family is going strong. Former First Lady Imelda Marcos is now a congresswoman. Her daughter is a provincial governor and her son a senator. Sunshine De Leon reports on the enduring appeal of the Marcos family.
28-year-old J.J. Rosas is one of hundreds of Filipinos who come to the Marcos private mausoleum each year to view the embalmed body of Ferdinand Marcos.
Yes, my family believes in Marcos.
The body has been lying in a glass coffin in Marcos's home province of Ilocos Norte since 1991. The Marcos name is still very much alive in Ilocos Norte, especially now that Imelda Marcos has been elected to represent the province in Congress. The former First Lady says she still sees herself as a mother figure for the nation.
I will just continue with my commitment, not only put my mind and my hands on whatever job I am doing, have to be there 100%, because that 1% that you might miss might be very critical for the survival of the country.
Outside the Philippines, Imelda Marcos is better known for her shoe collection and lavish lifestyle. Both became symbols for her family's excess and greed. The Marcos regime was accused of embezzling billions in public money. But political scientist Alex Magno says none of that matters to Ilocanos. They remain loyal to the memory of the late president.
The Ilocanos love Ferdinand Marcos. They consider him the greatest son of the Ilocano-speaking people. He was a generous patron for the Ilocos region. So, I mean, the Marcos myth persists in the Ilocos.
Even those who don't remember when Marcos was president stand by him. Sherwin De La Cruz is a 20-year-old market vendor.
I don't believe to the corruption of our late Ferdinand Marcos. I think he's a good leader.
That may be because the Marcos era brought the province almost full employment and the best roads in the country, says local businessman Ronald Basito.
So no matter what they say, no matter what, no amount of vilification would negate the fact that he did a lot for the poor.
Given the clan-like nature of local politics here, it's not surprising the Marcos mother and daughter won races in traditional Marcos territory. But the son, Bongbong Marcos, won a national Senate seat, traditionally a stepping stone to the presidency here. Manila-based journalist Pauline Paredes-Sicam says a lot of Filipinos have forgotten the darkness of the Marcos years, years of totalitarian rule and human rights abuses.
Most of our voters now were not yet around when martial law happened. They have no idea what really went on there. Our history books don't say enough about what martial law really meant to our generation and the generation before mine. There's no anger, there's no passion against what their parents went through.
Sicam says there's another reason many Filipinos seem to be ignoring the past. They have a very forgiving nature.
We sort of tend to forget the bad things. Marcos is dead, come on. Are you going to keep beating this dead horse? You know, let bygones be bygones. That's very Filipino.
For The World, I'm Sunshine De Leon in Manila.